When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And now, after years of planning, sweating, and going broke, here is the Boots and Whiskey Podcast with Jim Belisle.
And alert the media.
Why they would give this man a podcast is anyone's guess.
And there is what could only be a bizarre coincidence or something else.
Welcome to the Boots and Whiskey Podcast with Jim Belisle.
Trapped, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
Country music and fine moonshine.
You look like the vermin-ridden son of a bitch you are.
A podcast for everyone in the good old USA and all around the world.
Over there, send the word over there.
Quality booze and country music at its best.
So you're saying you set my country music award on fire?
The music, nice and loud.
What we do is if we need that extra push over the cliff, you know what we do?
Put it up to 11.
11, exactly.
You can email the show at bootsandwhiskeypodcast@gmail.com. That's bootsandwhiskeypodcast@gmail.com.
Just swimming with bow-legged women.
All social media can be found at Boots and Whiskey Podcast. The show is great, even if you're sober. Well,
my advice to you, start drinking heavily.
Jim loves his music and his whiskey.
A real woman could stop you from drinking.
You have to be a real big woman.
This is the Boots and Whiskey Podcast with Jim Belisle. Great music, great booze, and fun, even for you non-drinkers.
Y'all want to drink whiskey? I'd like a Coca-Cola in a clean glass.
Finally, a podcast that lets it all hang out.
Let's level with America.
Got your boots? Ready for some whiskey?
These boots are made for walking.
One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you.
And now, the Boots and Whiskey Podcast with Jim Belisle.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the second Tuesday of Women's History Month. It is Tuesday, March 8th, 2022. Today we have Kate Boytick on the show. This is another one of those conversations like last week we had back in January. And, you know, with the foresight of knowing that this was going to be Women's History Month and we were going to support and feature some great women, today we're doing that with Kate Boytick. Kate is a West Virginia native that is really killing the local scene down there. And if you can see Kate, you have to. This episode really meant so much to me, and I still think about it to this day. It became a therapy session at the end, and I can't thank Kate enough for it because I really needed it as well. So, Kate, thank you for being on the show. I hope you all enjoy the conversation as much as I loved having it. Without further ado, my conversation with Kate Boytick.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Oh, awesome. Thank you. I appreciate the invitation so very much.
Absolutely. You know, it's been a while. We've been going kind of, you know, back and forth with this for so long that I feel like it's... You know, I feel like I've come to know you even without talking to you.
Well, I'm really glad.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It makes things a lot easier, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I think anytime that you can, you know, there's so much on the internet now that you can just kind of get to know people through social media when you're open, you know, on there. Like, you know, I'm just myself on all my stuff. So yeah. I feel like you really do get a personable sense about that person prior to even connecting with them.
Yeah, you know, and I feel like, you know, especially in this industry with all the, you know, what can be considered the noise, right? Where it's mm-hmm. like it's super important to, you know, kind of be yourself, because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, the music speaks for itself, right? And right, wrong, or indifferent, you know, country music is country music.
Absolutely.
And, you know, there's so many similar sounds and, you know, things like that, that, you know, it really boils down to the individual and what they really bring to the table rather than, you know, maybe something else.
Oh, absolutely. I completely agree with that. Yeah, there's so many talented performers everywhere that you look. And, you know, it's just really about, you know, how real are they and what makes them stand out, you know, what makes them unique. And you know, it's a special thing. You get to meet a lot of special people, a lot of beautiful. I have met some of the most amazing humans, you know, doing the music and just along my journey. I've been very, very blessed. And so, you know, it really opens up a whole new world of individuals.
Right. Absolutely. So I guess that brings me to the beginning of this. And how do you stand out? How do you differ from everybody else? How did you get this start?
Well, I'm from Southern West Virginia, and I grew up singing in church. My mom sings. I did my very first singing competition when I was like 5 or 6 years old. I did like a little talent show and I won, and that was it. Like, you know, winning that little talent show was the start of Kate Boychuk. So I took off from there and just did a lot of like we used to do these things in my local town. They're called Weekends, and it's charity events to raise money for things that the local town might need. And I did those events with Landau Eugene Murphy from America's Got Talent. I don't know if you remember him. He won season 6. He and I would go around and do those way before he entered that competition. And, you know, from there, it just grew and grew. And I think certain people are just born with it. Like you're just born with the, and when I say that, what I mean is the drive to do it. Like I can't separate who I am from my music and from singing. It's just totally a part of who I am. You know, it's in my soul. So everything I do is constantly about that. And, you know, I think when it's like that, it just grows and grows and grows until, well, like, you know, where I am now. I started really pushing into country music when I was in my early 20s, and I was very blessed to come into contact with some amazing musicians. Scotty Hawkins, who was the drummer for Reba McEntire and Kix Brooks, I came into contact with him in South Carolina. He's passed on now, but he introduced me to so many amazing people in the industry, and then from there it just grew. And I took off about 7 years ago. I took some time off. I have two little girls, and I wanted to just really be home with them. And about 2 years ago, I decided to get back into it full force. And with my family support behind me and helping me along the way, I have just completely dived back in, and been very fortunate to remain really close with all my contacts from my early 20s. And so things have just kind of picked up where they left off.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So it was pretty much seamless for you then.
Well, I mean, with, you know, it's been a lot of hard work.
Yeah. I guess I meant from seamless from, you know, being in it to taking the time off to being back in it again.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, I mean, there was a 7-year stretch there where the only thing that I did musically during that time was I was a choir director for the Logan Church of the Nazarene. I kept up with my songwriting and things like that, but I didn't really do any big performances anywhere. The last performance I did from that time, I had opened for Trick Pony, you know, and then I took off, you know, almost immediately after that show happened. So, you know, but now I'm, you know, doing everything full force again, and thank goodness that we've been able to. You know, there for a little while for musicians and singers, and, you know, it was kind of difficult due to the pandemic to go out and do a lot of things. So now we're getting back to where we can see our audience and connect with our fans, you know, one-on-one. And that's been, you know, that's been really beautiful to be able to have that again.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, it's, you know, for us out here in New England, it's, you know, it looked like we were going to be taking a huge step back there for a little while, but it looks like we're on the other side of, you know, this new variant. So
yeah,
I'm hoping that life gets back to where it was even, you know, this summer or this past summer, you know, sooner rather than later. Me too. So I gotta ask you, being from West Virginia and, you know, that sort of thing. How has that affected you when it comes to your career? And, you know, please excuse, this is probably going to sound really ignorant and bad, but
no,
like,
you're fine.
You know, being out in the middle of, you know, nowhere. You know,
in BFE?
Right.
Can I say that on here?
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. You can say whatever you want. This is a not safe for work show sometimes.
Okay.
So do whatever you want.
So how has that affected, like, where I'm from? How has it affected my career?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you know, I mean, obviously with a family and kids and all that, like, you know, you have restrictions there, right? But, you know, right. How has where you're from restricted you, or has it not restricted you at all?
So, okay. So I'll be super honest.
That's all I want here.
So the, like, as far as like family wise, you know, the restrictions with my family, you know, I actually went through a divorce 2 years ago. And one of the reasons, you know, that I had quit singing, in my early 20s was to, at that time, work on my marriage at that time. Cause the schedule is just, you know, the schedule is crazy, you know, when you're doing this full time and when you're really pursuing it. So, you know, I went through that and, I just decided that I was not ever going to let anyone, you know, hold me back anymore, in that area. So, you know, we got divorced, needless to say, and, you know, started doing my singing full time. And, being from West Virginia has been a blessing to my career. It's just, you know, we're naturally just really Southern people. Like,
yeah,
you know, and I love that I'm from West Virginia. You know, I love my home state. I have very supportive fans. You know, they will absolutely follow you everywhere. So, and they're the nicest people. I mean, not that I don't meet nice people everywhere, but
sure.
They're just so personable, and yeah, it's been a blessing for my career personally. You know,
that's awesome.
Yeah, you know, they're very supportive and they love music, and hey, that helps me. So
yeah, oh. Yeah, oh yeah, I'm sure, you know, being in West Virginia, you know, country music and, you know, just goes hand in hand.
Oh yeah, yeah, for sure. Yeah, so, you know, with my career, I don't know that I could, unless I was from East Tennessee, I don't really know of anywhere I could have picked, you know, better.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. 100%. Now, when it comes to what you're doing, you know, have you ever thought, you know, forget about the kids for a second. I know that sounds bad and it's hard to do, but has the thought of, you know, uprooting and going to Nashville or somewhere else to, you know, be in the limelight a little more, has that ever crossed your mind?
Oh yeah. And I actually have the means to be able to do that. My mom actually does anything that, you know, that I would need, as far as she goes with me with my girls. So I don't really have to be away from them for long periods of time. Before I got back into this 2 years ago, I sat down with my family to make sure that if moving came up, if, you know, the traveling got really intense, that they were going to be on board 100%, and that my mom was going to want to give that, you know what I mean? Cause she's raised her kids. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Not that I'm asking her to raise mine, but you know what I mean?
Right.
She may not want to be,
I know.
She may not want to be a road nanny.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I totally get that, because, you know, so my wife and I, we have children from separate previous relationships. And then we had, you know, we had the conversation for a long time of, you know, do we have one? Do we not have one? And then everybody was like, yeah, have one. And it's like, okay, well, if there's times where we need to get the hell away from these kids, are you going to take them? Because if not, then, you know, that's a whole other conversation.
You're like taking a list around having people sign stuff in front of a notary. You promised right. to watch these children.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, this is what you wanted too. We're all in this together.
I love it. You know, it really does. I will be honest, you know, doing this, it does take a team. Yeah. I've just been really blessed that my family is mine. And, you know, so my mom helps me with my girls, so I don't have to really sacrifice, because being a mom is my number one. And that's not something that I, you know, would sacrifice for anything, you know, and music is a part of who I am. So luckily my mom steps up and knows that and supports that. And she doesn't ask me to make the, you know, to leave music behind. So, you know, it's worked out really good. They just go with me. So if I need to move, then we'll all be moving together.
That's awesome. That's great. That's absolutely incredible. Oh God, now I have this whole thing. You know, so I wanted to touch upon your social media presence, because it's really a really good one. Because, you know, as you know, I follow you on everything, you know, from...
Yes, thank you so much.
You know, from the personal stuff right on to the public stuff. And, you know, you do it really well, where you incorporate, you know, your music and who you are. And I think that's really important. And it's, you know, we talked about at the beginning of this conversation, how important that is to be, still be you and still showcase your talent in what you're doing.
Well, I really appreciate that. And I agree 100%. You know, when I was in my early 20s, I focused a lot on like, well, who's wearing this and what's this going to look like on stage and what's this going to sound like? And if they're not singing it, maybe I shouldn't sing it. And what are people going to think if I am too real? Or what are people going to think if I share too much of myself, you know? And after my divorce, and I'm 31 now, and I just kind of said, the hell with it. This is who I am. I'm going to put out what connects with me, and I'm going to put little pieces of me on paper in each song and of my story. And my purpose, my sole intention is going to be, if you have been through the same thing, I hope in some way that this helps you like it did for me when I was writing it. So I put that into everything I do, and everything else that you guys see, you know, my crazy moonwalk dances and all that stuff. Like, that's just, I mean, that's just who I am. And I guess, you know, if you don't like it, you don't have to follow my page. I think that I'm finally comfortable, you know, in with who I am. And I just want my music to reflect that in everything. And I don't really know how to separate it at this point. Like, I, you know, not that I would, but I don't really know how to just be anything but how you guys see me on there, you know? So, you know, you get the real deal, whether you want to see it or not.
Well, but that's great, you know, cause you know, I actually had a conversation with somebody not too long ago about that, about like, you know, forgetting about, you know, the normal everyday posts and, you know, not just being a, you know, a symbol or not a symbol, but like a logo, you know, and
right,
showing people what's behind the scenes and all that. And, you know, I've come to find that people want to see that sort of thing, which to me is shocking, you know?
Yeah. Like all the behind the scenes stuff. I share that because, so actually I saw an artist, I follow Whiskey Myers, I love them, and yeah, I followed their stuff, and they were showing a lot of like behind the scenes stuff. And I thought, you know, how cool is that? Not only for people that are trying to like get into the industry, but you know, that's just not something that you just get to see from the audience. So I really try to give, I want my fans to kind of be able to connect with me all the way around, not just what they see on stage, but like when we're in the dressing room, you know, what that kind of energy is like back there and all that stuff. So I try to share little bits and pieces of the whole experience so that they can connect with the whole thing instead of just the 45 minute show that they get.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, and I think people, you know, they gravitate to that, where it's like, well, what is Kate going to do next? You know, what's going on in today in Kate's world, you know, and things like that.
Yeah, it's, I know everybody says this. Everybody says I have the best fans, but I really do have the best fans. if your fans can follow you when you're 20 and then still like your page and stay with your page for 7 years of no activity and then come right back, those are some real fans.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh no, absolutely. Absolutely. 100%. Yeah. You know, but it's a weird industry, right? Where it's also like, you know, that could have pretty much, you know, derailed you all 100%.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I am, you know, and I think I know that there's people that that happens to, and they'll take off 1 or 2 years and they never pick back up. I just, you know, I've been really blessed with that. You know, my friends that I made in my, that became more like family that I made in my 20s stayed right with me. And, you know, I pour my heart into all of it all the way through. And I think that that's one of the reasons that I've not really experienced it being slow getting back into it, you know, other than the pandemic slowing some things down. But it's kind of been a little bit of like a rocket launch type thing, which I'm super thankful for. And I think it's just because of the connections that you have with certain people. And by connections, I don't really mean like who they are in the industry, even though that matters. But I mean like the type of quality of human being that you bring into your circle.
Oh, yeah.
You know, especially in this type of industry. And I have been blessed with the best humans. So, you know, being able to bring those types of people around, you know, I credit them, you know, very, very much with me not experiencing that dip that I could have very much fell into with that much time off.
Oh yeah, absolutely. 100%. You know, it's, I'm sure it had to have crossed your mind where, you know, when you got back into it, that it just might not work again.
I thought that in the beginning, like the first couple months getting back into it, I thought, you know, this may not go as far as what I want it to go. And I had a really long, like self-discussion, you know what I mean? Like just kind of sat with the whole idea and sat with everything. And I thought, you know, that's fine. I'm still going to do it. Like, it's just going to go where it goes. I'm going to push it as far, you know, it is definitely not going to be from my lack of work ethic or dedication. So if it doesn't go to wherever, you know, if it doesn't reach the highest peak, then I'm not going to look in the mirror and say, well, it's because of something you didn't do, you know, you didn't do.
Right.
So
right.
That's really all I can, you know, we have control of anyway. So I did have those thoughts in the beginning of like, you know, well, shoot, it may not be this or it may not be that. And I thought, do you really care? Is that going to like stop you from singing? Are you going to stop songwriting because you didn't reach 1 million people and you only touched 5 people with your song?
Right.
You know, so I kind of let that guide me, and that pulled me out of that pretty quick. That didn't last very long. So
that's good. That's good. Now, what were you doing, and how are you releasing things before your break?
You mean like in my 20s?
Yeah.
So I was pretty much doing similar to what I'm doing now, as far as, you know, I run my own social media and things like that. I was in the studio a little bit more than I am now. I haven't had an opportunity to get in the studio yet this year. Well, I guess last would have been last year. I only did 4 songs last year, and in my 20s, I was able to put out 2 EP albums. So that's kind of been a little slower. But as far as handling everything, you know, we kind of handle things the same and go about it the same. That really worked well for me then, and it's serving me well now. So I just kind of stick with the same pattern, you know, just, it's like kind of like domino effect. You meet one person and then they introduce you to 3 more people, and, you know, and it goes from there.
Yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely. Now, are those things from your 20s, are those available still, or have you kind of put those away and, you know, reinvented yourself in the last couple years?
I've done some reinventing. My stuff's still available just because so many people still like to listen to it, and I don't want to take that away from them. You know, it isn't really my sound anymore that I like to put out, but, you know, I don't want to take away what may be helping somebody or what they may connect to. So I leave those up. They're all on Spotify, and you can stream them for free. Like, I don't, you know, there's no charge or anything on those older songs, or so. Yeah, they're still out there.
That's awesome. That's awesome. You know, it's funny because I have your website up in front of me while I while I'm talking to you, and I went to like your events and where you're coming or where you're going, and I saw Boston, Massachusetts, and today's date, and I was like, whoa, she's in town? And then I then I realized, wow.
It's for our interview.
Yeah. I felt like, why the hell are we doing this over the phone if she's close?
Actually thought this would be, I didn't know for sure when I, you know, because I updated my site, if it was a live interview or not. So I put it on there and didn't adjust it.
No, it's all good. You know, it's funny because I get that asked all the time about whether it's live or not. And, you know, there's so many other, you know, country music pages, I guess you could say, that do it live, that I like to be different. I like this to be my style, my speed, not, like I told you, not very formal, just kind of, you know, shooting the breeze and, you know, getting to know one another. You know, it's, for me, it's more interesting.
Oh, I love it. I think it's great. I mean, I enjoy all types of podcasts. So, you know, I listen to them and then I'm on them. I actually hosted one for a while. So,
nice.
Yeah, we had a full season. And so, you know, I enjoy everything there is about them. And, you know, I appreciate all the different ways that people put them out. So, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So, what is coming up for you tour wise? Anything? Is there anything until spring, summer, or we?
Well, I actually have some dates rolling in now.
Okay.
I don't sit too long. I like to be going.
Yeah.
Actually, I'll be with Brandon Laxton. He's a West Virginia native, a very, very talented singer and songwriter. I'll be with him on February the 11th in Morgantown, at a place called Almost Heaven. We're going to do some acoustic stuff together, and we'll also have a full band. It's his single release party. So anybody in West Virginia, if you're close, come on down. The show will start around 7-ish. We don't have the time just yet, but it'll be up on my site. And then I have some private events on the 14th and the 18th so far for February. And then my spring and summer schedule will be posted on my website as soon as those dates come in. We just have to get those all, you know, takes a little bit.
Yeah. Now, is there any plan to, you know, in the future, whether it's next year, this year, you know, to get in with, you know, a bigger national tour and get in on that?
Oh, I would love to. I mean, I'm totally open to it. I'm working with a manager right now. It'll just kind of depend, you know, what opportunities are presented to me. And if it feels right, then I'll absolutely be on board. And hopefully that happens. You know, when I sang before, I was an opener. I was an opening act for bigger artists. So I did some stuff with, like, you know, like I said, like Trick Pony. I opened for Eric Paisley and Tyler Farr and a lot of talented people. So even to get on a circuit like that again, we're kind of shooting for some things like that as well. So pretty much it's just, you know, what comes my way. And then, of course, I will update everybody as soon as something like that would happen. So
That's awesome. So I also see that you have an EP coming in the summer of this year.
Oh, yeah.
Is that ready to go?
Somewhat. Actually, before we hopped on here, I was on a call with we're going to do a full video for the single off of that. So that's in the works. You guys can be looking for that around fall. That'll be a full music video. That'll be my first music video that I have ever done. So I'm super excited.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That'll be cool.
I'm working with a guy out of Nashville, and he's a veteran to the industry. So I'm really excited to be working with him, and excited for you guys to get to see a little piece of my imagination in a video.
That's awesome. So is anything that has been released so far going to be on this EP, or is this all brand new stuff?
Yeah, there actually are two songs. One is getting ready to be released within the next 2 months. It's not up yet. So you guys will have a new song to listen to by March. And the other song will be me singing. It's actually out right now, but it's out as a duet. It's called Still Be the One. But it will be just me. I'll be singing that solo on the EP. And then the rest of the songs are stuff you guys haven't heard yet.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yep.
I'm now, so excited. Is the, you know, I always ask because, you know, it's the typical way to do it where, you know, you have a couple of EPs and all that, and mm-hmm. then, you know, possibly a full album. I know the industry doesn't work that way really anymore, unfortunately, but is that something you're going to do eventually, or is the EP road and the singles the way you're going?
For right now it is, but my door is completely open on a full album. I have enough songs to probably fill 100 albums.
Nice.
But yeah, I mean, that is my long-term goal, but right now I don't see it in the near future happening, okay. You know, so for the next year or so, the EP is going to be, you know, where we land. But after that, you know, just depends where things go on how fast I can get a whole album out, you know, and that I would really want to. I have a concept in mind for my first album. So when that time comes, I really want to be able to present to whoever's producing it that whole concept and kind of roll with that idea so that, you know, you guys get exactly what I want you to hear, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great idea. You know, I love the whole idea of a, you know, like you're saying, like a concept album where there is a story, you know, amongst the songs and not just, oh, well, this song will flow into this song and have nothing to do with one another.
Oh, yeah. No, I have a full concept album. It's completely written out. Like, you know, I have it totally ready to go and ready to be presented.
Yeah, good. Good. Now, I'm curious about this. Do you have a song or songs that you've written and, you know, you write them and then you perform them, or, you know, even if it's for yourself or everybody, you know, however that works out, that you haven't released that you are, you know, either waiting for some reason, or just, you know, kind of like to keep it as a live song or for special occasions?
I have a couple that I just perform live. But I wouldn't, I mean, I would put them out there if, you know, if I felt that they kind of went with everything that I was putting out at that time. You know, I like for everything to flow. Some of the stuff, you know, I just kind of try it out a little bit at times, you know, just to see how the audience, if it's connecting and if it goes well, how the vibe is around everything. But 9 times out of 10, if I write it and I'm singing it out, you guys are going to hear it at some point, you know, a studio version, even if it's just an unplugged studio version. So, you know, usually you guys hear the best stuff that I have to offer. As far as anything being held, anything that I have for the concept album will not be released in any way or even performed live until that album. So I have awesome. All those held. Yeah. Little surprises.
That's awesome. And that's, I think that's the best way to do it, you know, is to have those songs where when you do release it, everybody's going, oh, wow.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Those won't come out. And, you know, I have, so you guys will have a new song by March. It's again, just like an unplugged acoustic, you know, I really like putting those out for the EP. I like that stripped down sound for my stuff, you know, and then once I get further along, get into the studio with some, you know, with full band, but I do like my EPs to be more of the stripped down acoustic versions for now. And so you'll have a new one by March, and then by summer I'll do the, What If I Still Care. That'll be my new single. And, from there you guys will get, I'm trying to think, you'll at least get two more this year.
Awesome.
Yeah, from all of that. So 3, possibly 4 new songs altogether by the end of the year.
That's great. That's great. Now, do you have a plan for, I know we're at the beginning of this year still, but do you have a plan and how that is going to all work out for next year? Or are we kind of waiting till these releases come to see where things lie?
We're kind of waiting. Yeah. Yeah, just to see, you know, because I write as I go through things. So, you know, I don't ever really know. The concept album's pretty much finished just because I already experienced that in my life. So that whole story's kind of already been written. But yep. anything else that's new, you know, I like to share everything as I'm going through it with you guys so that you kind of connect with me on where I'm at that time. And so anything new will just have to come from whatever else I experience.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Now, when you write your music, how much of it is, you know, more or less a glimpse into your life, and how much of it is things that you've heard from other people that you've written about? Is everything, you know, personal, or is some of it things you've never been through?
A couple songs are things I've not been through. You know, and a lot of those are done, you know, I collaborate with other songwriters. So a lot of that is from those types of songs. But if I put out a song like, so the What If I Still Care that's coming out, I will tell you all up front, like, you know, I put a little note on the, when I released the little teaser video about that song. So if it's something that I've actually went through, I'll share a little piece of my story and what led me to write that song. That way, if you guys, you know, have been through something similar, you can connect with it a little better and kind of see where I was when I was writing it, so that you can kind of pick up the energy of the song. So if I experience it and I write it by myself, I'm going to share a little backstory with you guys, a little behind the scenes type thing of the song and the writing process, just so that you all will be able to connect with the song the best way you can.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I love things like that. When you understand where the song has come from or why the song was even written, you know, it makes that song way more enjoyable and understood. You know, and yeah. understands you as the artist and where you were coming from when that song was written.
Oh yeah, I agree 100%. So, you know, in those cases, you guys will always know, you'll have the backstory. So yeah, I'll put that out together so that you guys can have those for those songs.
Awesome. So, you know, as an independent artist and an up, you know, I guess as an up and comer, even though you've been through this rodeo before, how much of this are you doing on your own?
I was up until the holiday tour that I did with Landau, Eugene Murphy, and Holly Forbes. I was 100% doing it on my own, with the exception of, you know, friends and family and some people, you know, that I've met in the industry. But
sure.
And now I'm working a little bit with a manager. And we've not signed any formal contracts or anything, but he is a longtime friend of mine as well. And he manages other pretty big artists. So I'm really comfortable with the agreement that we have going on with everything. And he's really putting 100% in, and I'm putting 100% in. So wheels are turning and new things are coming in. You know, so that's kind of where I'm at with that whole thing.
That's awesome.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and that's great for you to get that, you know, sort of exposure too.
Oh yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. That's great. So with all of this happening, is there anything, you know, what's on your, I guess, on your vision board, your goals for the next couple of years? Forget about the music, because that's going to come. But what are some career highlights you're hoping to achieve over the next couple of years?
So career highlights, the Grand Ole Opry. How many times can I say the Grand Ole Opry?
I mean, you can say it until it becomes a reality.
That would be incredible. You know, that kind of stuff. Just so you want outside of music, or you want just me? What was so? Do you want music or outside of music? Sorry,
both.
So career wise, you know, obviously the Grand Ole Opry would be great. I'd love to sing there, and I would love to get on a tour, you know, with a band and do like a full tour. That would be pretty amazing. I want to get a full album out to you guys, you know, at least within the next 5 years. I really want you guys to be able to hear that album and just build my team and build my, you know, industry, just to build my brand as far as it can go. You know, I'm just going to push it as far as it can go. And then my family life and my personal life, I'm a really happy person. I love my life. I have an excellent family and excellent friends. I really do. I mean, it's not that I don't have downtime and, you know, time that I don't really feel super great, but for the most part, I'm pretty happy. So I just want this to continue in the way that it is and grow and be all that it can be all the way around. I know that's pretty general and not much detail, but you know, there's not a whole lot outside of music that, other than being a mom, that I do. I run a small boutique. So I do want that to continue. And it's West Virginia based. I do custom graphics for West Virginia prints and stuff. So I'd like to see that grow and possibly branch into doing my own merchandise. That would be pretty cool. You know, other than that, just happiness, growth, progress, you know, anything of benefit and quality that can come into my circle, I welcome it.
That's wait a minute. So you run a boutique as well as doing this?
Yes. I actually wrote a book too. I have a book out. It's on spiritual awareness. I study a lot of I don't know if you guys have ever heard of like Joe Dispenza and stuff like that, but I study stuff like that. So I wrote a book on it. And it's at Target and all that stuff. So
no, if you're... stop it.
I promise.
So this is what I love about this show is that, like, you know, in a regular interview show, you would have never have heard this story. You know?
No, probably not.
And so, like,
and I
hope
I'm not rambling. I tend to talk a lot.
You know what? And you know what? If you are rambling and nobody wants to listen to it, they can turn it off. But you know, I'm not. You have to back up because I'm not familiar with what you wrote about. So can you explain that a little bit?
So yes, actually the book is based around, so my divorce was filed on emotional and verbal abuse. And
well, now we're getting deep, Kate.
Yeah, jeez. I know. Sorry. But
no,
the only reason I'm sharing that little detail, and I won't go into it anymore because you guys can buy the book. But
that a girl.
But I spent a long time feeling a lot of I lacked self-love, and I didn't feel like I was I just didn't feel worthy of anything. Like, I just pretty much felt worthless. And for a long time, you know, it was just something that I experienced, and I allowed, you know, someone else to project that upon me and accepted that, you know, for my own, unfortunately. So I did a lot of self-growth and healing, and started reading a lot on spiritual awareness and building how to build quality within yourself and to forgive other people and forgive yourself, because, you know, sometimes looking in the mirror isn't always the pretty picture that you want to see. So, you know, I had to do a lot of digging to figure out what I didn't like about me and what I didn't like about my circumstances and change those. So I did. And then I wrote about it. And then I wrote how I did it so that other people could do it, because it made my life better. And that's what the book's on.
Damn. That's incredible.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I got really tired of feeling like crap about myself. And I thought, you know, one of the reasons you're feeling like this is because of the situations you've put yourself in. And another reason you're feeling this way is because of the decisions you've made, talking to myself.
Yeah.
And so I just did a lot of digging, and there was a lot about myself I didn't like. I mean, just being honest, you know, I was pretty selfish at one point in my life, and I just thought, okay, well, here's what I don't like. And I made a list, and how do I change it? And I went from there, and now I work at it every single day. So I did a book, and then I did a podcast to follow up on it to try to help people build self-love and build quality. And yep, that's pretty much it.
Wow. That's incredible. That's that's really incredible.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Like, to be able to do that and become, you know, a voice for people that, you know, may not feel like they have one, you know, is incredible, you know, because I'm a big believer where, you know, luckily enough, and this is going to sound probably arrogant, but like, I've never been through much in the way of adversity. Right.
Right.
So, you know, I don't understand like a thing like that where, you know, you felt the way you did, you know, because I'm very outspoken. I very much say what I want and how I want and when I want. And, you know, yeah, it's got me in trouble and it's, you know, it's gotten people that I care deeply about to be pissed off at me. But, you know, I think a lot of that comes from a place of ignorance, you know, and not knowing that other people go through things that, you know, luckily for me, I've never had to go through.
Right. And, you know, and there's absolutely like nothing wrong with that. You know, I hope that most people haven't had to go through it. And I'm not saying that I've went through the worst, you know, we all are here experiencing our different, you know, everybody's experiencing a different journey. So all I could do was share mine, you know, and I didn't approach it as like poor, pitiful me, you know, I'm a victim to this. You know, I didn't want to approach it that way because there are so many other people that have experienced so much worse than what I did. But I at the same time, you know, I went through what I went through, and the sole purpose of sharing my story and writing about it and doing that was only because, you know, I got to a point where I said, okay, how do I change this? Mm-hmm. Well, the amount of books that I have read on, you know, self-love and how to forgive yourself and forgive others. And it's just countless hours. And I thought, you know, what would be really helpful for like moms like me that are super busy and don't have countless hours to put into this, if somebody summarized it. And that's where the book idea came in. So I summarized everything I had learned.
That's awesome. That's actually really great, you know, and that's, you know, and, you know, you talk about the time, right? But you did it, you know, so that for moms out there that think they can't do it, you know, you have a lot on your plate, you know, and you did it.
Yeah, I mean, and it does, it requires, it's honestly just like anything else. It's like music. It's like, I mean, it's like anything that anybody wants to go into. How bad do you want it? I didn't want to be selfish, vain, not thinking of others, Kate, anymore. I was done with her. I did not. She was not who I wanted to see. That is not who I truly am in my core. And I washed my hands with her. So I forgave that part of me for not knowing any better and operating from that energy level. And I grew from there. And I said, okay, and my decisions need to start reflecting who I want to be. You know, other people need to start experiencing who I want to be and not this person. And that's where I started.
Wow. Wow. See, wow. That's incredible. That's great.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
I like the journey that I'm on, you know, and sometimes, you know, I told my mom right before I did this, got on this podcast with you, I said something the last couple of days just feels like it's not super, you know, like clicking with me. So I'm going to like sit down and write out tonight why I feel a little off balance, because, you know, sometimes we just get that way. And it takes that time to sit down and self-reflect and say, okay, well, why do I feel this way? And, you know, how can I change it since it's not vibing with me? And so that's what when we're done with this podcast, I'm going to sit down and write about my feelings for a little while.
You know what? I'm glad we were able to kick it off. You know, this has been like a little mini therapy session, which is awesome. Well, you know, I figured because mine got cut short today, I figured I'd just keep it going with you.
Well, I appreciate that so very much. And I'm sorry it took a little turn off of music, but you guys, this is truly, you know, if you're listening to this, you know, yes, I am my music and I'm a singer, but I'm also human. And there's a lot of shit that's happened in my life. And if you don't hear about it through music, you hear about it through my podcast.
Right. So. You know, and like, and like I said to you, this is why I want this show to be. And it has been, you know, sometimes a therapy session for people, or, you know, an absolute, you know, pardon the terminology, but a shit show. And we don't, you know, there's been times I've had conversations with artists where, you know, be on the thing with them for an hour and 10 minutes of it was about the music. And then the rest was just about them, you know, and it's awesome. I love it. I love it so much.
I love it too. I mean, I just like getting to know people. And you know, this is actually the first podcast I've ever done where I've shared that much information about myself. This is the first interview I've ever done where I've shared to that depth, you know, of who I am. So I do appreciate you providing the platform for me to do that. It's been really nice to share that.
Well, you know, I'm honored that you felt comfortable enough to do so.
Oh, absolutely. I love the laid back stuff. I mean, I'm from Southern West Virginia. We are front porch sitting. I mean, like what you guys hear about us is true, except we have our teeth. We have our teeth and we're not inbred. I can probably go back.
I was just going to say, so your last marriage, what? Your last marriage was your brother? Is that what you told me?
Let me go back and fix what I said.
Oh my god, that's awesome. I'm so glad you have a sense of humor about it, because you know there's some people that would have probably gotten real offended by saying that.
I don't take offense. You know, I think everywhere gets, you know, you have your good and bad places everywhere you go, and I know that West Virginians, you know, people say things like that, and 9 times out of 10 they're just joking. But, you know, but in all truthness, there are some of the most friendliest people. I mean, and of course we have, you know, some of the most educated people as well, but they're just, this has been a great home state. I literally have nothing bad to say about it at all.
That's awesome.
The people that are here and everywhere you go, you know, in my town, everybody knows that my mom like did hair for years. So they're all like, oh, she's Jen's daughter. You know, is your mom still doing hair? Like, you know, how many times do I get that at the grocery store? It's crazy. But
that's awesome.
It's just that small town vibe. And you kind of get that anywhere you go in West Virginia, even when you're more in like our capital, like Charleston, you still get that small town vibe. And that's what I love about it.
So how far are you from Charleston?
Oh, like 20 minutes.
Oh, that's not bad. So at least you have some sort of, you know.
Oh, yeah. And there's
street lights and the internet. That's probably good.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Charleston's great. Yes, we have the internet. And I caught that. I'm from, I guess it's pronounced, we call it a holler, but it's hollow. But I grew up in what we pronounce a holler, and that's very slang for hollow. And, you know, it was just a lot of our family was from that area, and it took us like an hour and a half to get to Charleston. Like it was in the woods.
That's fun. That's awesome. Well, you know, I jokingly say that because there's parts of like Western Massachusetts where I'm not in Western Massachusetts. I'm in civilization, but there's parts of Western Massachusetts that only within like the last five, 6 years that just got high speed internet.
Well, there's we struggle with internet just because of our terrain. I mean, our mountains, you know, if a tree falls on the line, I mean, that happens all the time, you know, and everything's ran through our mountains. So it just, you know, it's just our terrain, but, you know, but West Virginia is beautiful. I mean, there's parts, you know, that you just like anywhere else that aren't, but then there's parts that are just, I mean, just they're stunning. They really are. Yeah. So, you know. I love my home state. I'm glad I'm from here. Yeah.
I would love to visit West Virginia one of these days. You know, now that I know somebody from there that is like, well, it's not like you hear about. You know,
it's we have a ski resort and all kinds of cool stuff. You guys come on down.
and now she's a travel agent for the state of West Virginia.
See how many things I can branch out into while we're on this podcast.
You want to be a mountaineer? You sure can.
That'll be my new slogan. I'm going to write a song.
So now that, you know, we're closing in on the hour mark, and that's what I try to like. I like to kind of try to keep it to that.
Oh, absolutely.
Because I could go all day with.
Well, I talk a lot, so I apologize if I've rambled at any point.
not at all. You know, it just gives us an excuse to talk again eventually.
Absolutely.
So couple of things I need to do here, because I ask everybody and I'm awful with transitions and I get told it all the time where it's like, oh, just be natural about it and ask in the conversation, but I can't. So your boots of choice and your whiskey of choice, no pressure.
Okay, so my boots of choice are, I'm actually going to go, just give me 2 seconds. I don't know what they're called. I only have a couple pair, but this pair is my favorite. So hold on 1 second.
For those of you listening, she's looking for her boots.
I found my boots. They're not far. You can't leave your boots far from you if you're a country music singer. So my boots of choice are Free to Roam. They are Miranda Lambert brand.
Nice.
Yeah, I love them. Nice. Absolutely love them. And my whiskey is Maker's Mark bourbon, baby.
Maker's Mark, really?
Oh yeah, I like bourbon.
Yeah, no, that's great. That's great.
I made it sound like I drink it all the time, but I don't.
Well, now I feel like I'm being judged.
No judgment ever.
So yeah, Maker's Mark. That's a good one. That's a good one. That's almost like fancy bourbon.
I just really like it.
Yeah, it's got a great taste to it.
I don't drink a whole lot, socially and whatever, you know, but when I do go out with my friends, you know, and things like that, you'll 9 times out of 10 see me at one point just do a shot of bourbon. That's my favorite.
Awesome. That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, very cool. You know, it's been great to learn about you, Kate, and talk to you and do all this. I thank you so much for your time. I know time is valuable, so thank you so much for it.
Well, thank you. I truly appreciate you inviting me on. I think what you're doing is just, I mean, I support it 100%.
Thank you.
Know, if you ever need anything, you know, feel free. You've got my number. Feel free to call me. Feel free to text me. I'll help any way I can. You know, it can be a tough industry at times. You know, there's a lot of incredible talent out there. So finding your space and then holding that space can be very difficult. So I appreciate people like you that provide the space for us to be able to kind of create our own platform and push where we can.
Yeah, absolutely. And likewise, you know, anytime you need me, I'm here, you know, always, you know, not after 9 on the weekdays, but anytime before that is great.
Not after 9. Don't call Monday 9. Through Friday. That's right. No, I'm just right. kidding.
Monday through Friday, don't call either. And definitely, definitely not on the weekend.
Not on the weekends. Just like if there's an emergency.
right. Oh my God, that's too funny. Too funny.
I appreciate it so much.
I've had a blast. It's, you know, thank you for opening up and being you. It's what this show is and will always continue to be. So I thank you so much for it.
Well, I thank you. Thank you for letting me go on and ramble for an hour. It felt very nice.
Yeah, hell yeah. You know, anytime you want to ramble for an hour, like I said, before 9 and not after that.
That sounds perfect.
All right, Kate. Well, thank you so much. And we'll be in touch soon for sure.
Sounds wonderful. Thank you guys. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in too. We really appreciate your support, not just for me, but also for the podcast. You guys keep listening to anything he puts out. You know, it's a, you, do you just do independent artists right now?
So, yes and no. Okay. I, we're coming up on a year in June.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you know, I've been able to pull in some, you know, some more well-known names and stuff like that. So I'll always do independent artists. Always,
awesome.
always.
Awesome.
But you know, if Luke Combs called, I'm not gonna tell him no.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely. You know what I mean? Growth is essential. Growth is essential. Yeah. Well, I fully support that.
Yeah,
so,
you know, we're doing a lot of things here. You know, we're doing I've started putting out whiskey reviews on YouTube and that sort of thing. So, you know, we're doing that. There's a lot of things we're doing.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad to hear that. And yeah, that's been awesome. Well, thank you so much for having me. Of course. Really appreciate it, and I appreciate everybody listening.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you for being here.
All right. Have a good night.
All right. You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, there you have it. Our conversation with Kate Boytick. Like I said at the beginning of the show, I'm still reeling about this conversation all this time later. It was a real nice therapy session we had. I absolutely love this girl, and she means so much to me. We've had some conversations off the record, and getting to really know Kate has been a real blessing to me. Very genuine person. Go check out her music. If you're in the West Virginia area or whoever you are, go check her out whenever you can, because she's got it. She's got it. She's the voice of an angel. She's absolutely incredible. There's not much I can say more than that based on what the conversation was. Next week, we have hit the halfway point of March. Next Tuesday, March 15th, we will have a new episode out for you. Not telling you who it is. You know the rules. I got to thank my friends over at Matthew Allen Photography, Dirt Road Scholar Supply Company, Soul Authentic. Thank you all for all the love and support. Look forward to continuing our work together in the future. We got some great stuff coming to you. Without further ado, thank you all so much for checking out the show. I'm hoping you are enjoying all of the female love this month. And if you have anything you want to talk about, let me know. We have some takeovers coming up, I think. At least they're still scheduled. Yesterday we had Kirsty Krause. Kirsty, thank you for taking over our Instagram. And for some reason, if that didn't happen, ignore this. Kirsty was supposed to be taking over Instagram yesterday. If she didn't, we will reschedule, I promise. And that's really that. So thank you all so much for being a part of the show. And till next week, keep the boots on the ground and the whiskey in the glass. Cheers.